sweat technique. The Killer Bees are broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Now back to Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
St. Arnold's the setting today for the Killer Bees. Great drinks for everybody. IPAs, they have eight or so on tap at all times. Multi-beers, always a few of those as well. Light beers, they get the lawnmower, the grand prize, summer pills, shandy. They got ciders, watermelon, strawberry, kiwi cider. That sounds good. They make their own, too. Full wine menu, fantastic food as well. A beer garden for everyone. It is also, thank goodness, the last day of the prize pickup party. You can pick up your prize today for Bracket Madness. If you received an email saying you're a winner, go over to the promo table, pick up your prize. Did you pick up your prize, Blankers?
Yes, I sure did.
Already. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about ESPN 975 employees winning
actual prizes.
I know.
You've expressed that feeling all week.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it's viewed. Not sure.
I know how I feel about your feeling it, but that's a different story for a different day.
Someone texted yesterday and said that that one gift card you won, what was it, like a bunch of different places?
Yeah, I asked them when I picked it up, and Victoria doesn't know where it's to, so that helps me a lot. I'll have to look it up.
Whatever it is. What's it called, like industry or something? Anyways, whatever it is. Somebody yesterday texted and said that Cultivar is in that umbrella. Highly recommend.
Really?
Okay, highly recommend. They're black pepper spaghetti. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good. Todd Cowles will be joining us at 4:30, by the way. Talk to the voice of the Astros. Did you see this Jolene Ballester? His real name's Josel, but I like calling people Jolene. Josel Ballester, he peed in Rays Creek. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
Well, I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Oh, okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go, and since JD had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much, and then they clap for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like, real loud, so that was kind of funny.
Were you concerned that there might be any blowback from that at all? Or, I mean, obviously, they did see you, right?
Yeah, they saw me. They saw me. Yeah. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me, so if I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Doubling down. Fair or foul, peeing in Rays Creek?
Like, it's foul. I think that it's just there's so many different things here that you could – my first inclination was like, wait, you did what? Where? On that property with how anal retentive they are about everything on that property? And then the fact that you're peeing in Rays Creek – and that it's visible and that in today's day and age, although they won't have cell phones, thankfully, that people could see you do it too. Like, I just think this is a bad look, and to double down on it, I don't think – I'm surprised that he had that reaction.
Is it fair or foul to pee on a golf course?
It's not just a golf course. That's one of the premier golf courses in the world. I would say it's foul.
Okay, but just like a regular golf course, like will you pee on a golf course?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm not opposed to doing it either. You know, when nature calls.
That's right.
And a lot of agriculturalists I hear will also tell you that it's great for the soil, that it really benefits the soil. It's great, helps plants. That the wildlife loves it. But you can't be going in Rays Creek.
No.
The ghost of John Ray is forever going to haunt Josel Ballester. Josel Ballester probably will never win a tournament. He's certainly not ever winning the Masters. Goodbye, green jacket. You are peeing on the ghost of John Ray, who settled in Augusta in 1734. This was an Irish trader, an early settler, and you're peeing in his creek? Goodbye any chances of you ever winning the Masters. This was a bad look, Josel Ballester. Go in the porter potty. Go in the azaleas. But don't go in Rays Creek. What are we doing here? He also got a lot of criticism because he was wearing he goes to Arizona State, and he was wearing a hat where it says Sun Devils, but it's like one of those new modern hats. Yeah. So it has it upside down, and it's backwards. And people were giving him criticism over that. I don't think that's fair. That's just style. That's just what's in right now. But absolutely cannot pee in Ray's Creek. That's a no-no.
You can't pee in the azaleas either.
Absolutely, and you can. It makes them more colorful.
No, absolutely not, because the acidic, yes, depending on the acidic levels that are in the urine, I would question if that, because you've seen when dogs pee on grass, it can kill the grass and turn it yellow. So I would question that. But
pee
overall,
is good for grass.
I honestly think that, and maybe again, maybe they've loosened up a little bit over the years, but I could see that the people at the Masters holding this against him, if it's ever their chance to invite, that they wouldn't invite him back.
I mean, they let Angel Cabrera play golf there this week. I think they're going to let this guy play golf there.
There's been, look, they've held back invitations previous.
Have they, or have they held back membership?
I want to say with the LIV Tour that there was a big question the first year.
That was about qualification.
I'd have to go back and look, but I want to, again, when they were like the all-powerful Augusta National Club where they felt like they could do whatever and they weren't letting women on the property and doing everything that the way they had done it, I'll have to go back, but I want to say that there were stories where they could withhold an invitation.
Membership a little different, and yeah, I mean, they didn't allow, you know, minorities out there. They didn't allow women out there for a long time. There is a long controversial history of Augusta. I just pulled up pee good for plants on Google here real quick, Blankers, because this is great conversation. Diluted human urine can be a good fertilizer for plants, particularly those that need a boost of nitrogen. It's a natural source of nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, making it a sustainable and cost-effective alternative to commercial fertilizers. So we're saving them money, too.
No. You said diluted.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's watering down their pee when they're peeing on the course. If it's a strong, non-diluted form of the urine, I think it could have an adverse effect.
No chance. There's going to be rain that comes in there. There's going to be a spring shower that brings May azaleas that's going to dilute the urine as soon as, like, within a day or two. There's showers out there today, so it'd be a good day to pee on the azaleas.
It rained overnight, right? I didn't see any showers today.
I heard coverage coming in that there was some chance for some scattered storms. But it looks good today.
Okay, the azaleas are pink, and you could pee on them and change the color of them, too. I think, again, specifically because it's there, but also from his perspective, there is a massive gallery at this place, too, and it's not a good look if you're just whipping it out and peeing wherever you feel like it, especially on a course that has that much history.
Yeah. Azaleas can be different colors, right?
I thought they were always pink or fuchsia.
I thought they were different colors. I thought azaleas could be a bunch of different colors. Are azaleas different colors? 713-780-ESPN. And is it okay for the health of the azaleas to withstand a little bit of urine? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Okay. I'm not reading that one. That one's a little too much information. I don't care about that text. It's Angel Cabrera Branham. Mr. Esoc be better. My bad. Angel Cabrera. It's Angel Cabrera because he ain't no angel. Race Creek is diluting it. That's a good point. Race Creek is diluting the urine of Giselle Ballester.
In the creek, but not if you're just straight peeing on the azaleas.
If you pee on the azaleas, it's not going to ruin the azalea.
I'm just telling you, it could discolor them, and if it's highly acidic, I think it would have an adverse effect on the flowers.
Is your urine highly acidic?
Depends on what your intake is. Yes, there are plenty of human beings that drink a lot of soda and, you know, tomatoes and things like that where you can have a highly acidic pee. Tomatoes are highly acidic.
You just went from soda to tomato. It was kind of funny.
They all have acid in them.
IP excellence. I don't know that golfer, but he's now my favorite golfer.
He's not wearing the hat today, by the way.
Is he not?
No, he's wearing the Sun Devil logo, not with the little devil man, just the kind of crescent thing that they have on there.
How does he look with the cut line here?
Oh, he's not going to make it, I think.
Oh, yeah, he's seven over.
Yeah.
He's
shooting around 78 today, I think.
The ghost of Ray's Creek is haunting him. He's actually played better today than he did yesterday, but there's still time on the golf course. I'm trying to watch Bernard Longer here. What is his situation? Needs a par to make the cut? Yeah, he needs a par to make the cut.
I got an umbrella in front of the graphics.
Oh, I got it up
here. I see
him.
Okay.
Yeah, he just left his chip about 8 feet short. So he's got an 8-footer to probably make the cut in his final ever Masters tournament. Couples is 3
and
over.
Freddie is,
like, yeah, he's
yeah, same
good.
Spot. And you're ahead of me, I think, because he just hit his approach on 17.
Wouldn't peeing on them be considered a shower? Yeah, it would. Texture, no golfers are top-level athletes. They're super hydrated going into this. They pee is super diluted. That's right. Like, they're drinking tons of water out there. Their pee is already diluted the moment that it comes out. What happened to Brooks Koepka today? He went 5 over in his last 2 holes. He quadded number 18.
Thanks, Brooksy. Thanks for helping me out.
Does Rose winning the Masters possibly affect LeBron's legacy? Probably, because it shows that old guys can do good. Yeah. Listening to you two talk about plants as a 10-year-old teaching me algebra. Probably a smart 10-year-old there, Honey Glaze Branham.
No doubt. Kid's probably going to Harvard.
Where do you think the animals pee? They don't allow animals in Augusta National. They shoot everything that comes on the property. You kidding me? What are you talking about?
They close it down, like, after the tournament, right? They let everybody, there's a certain, like, a lottery for the volunteers and certain select people, and then right after the tournament, they close it down for, like, months.
Do they? The members can't play there?
No, not over the, I think, the hottest points of the summer. They protect the course, and they shut it down for a few months.
Why would you want to be a member there? Can't even play it.
Oh, my God. I mean, for those 3 months, it's fine. But then the whole fall, winter, and spring, it's, yeah, of course, why would you want to be a member there?
Yeah.
I'd love
to. You can't even play there. It sounds like it's overrated. You're paying all that money. You can only play there for 3 months.
Tell you what. Of all the things in sports that could be deemed overrated, that course right there ain't one of them.
So you're paying $50,000 a year to play there once.
I'm just saying. As a course, as a piece of property, the beauty of those whole everything about that place.
Okay,
that
here we
is
go.
Not overrated. That place is special.
It's open for 3 months for the members. Initiation fees estimated between $40,000 and $200,000. Annual dues are estimated to be in the range of $10,000 to $50,000. Let's go the cheapest possible thing. You're going to pay $40,000 for initiation fee and then $10,000 a year, and you can play it 3 times a year? That's not overrated?
It depends on what I do, what I make for a living. If
I know what
if
you
I
make
can
for
afford
a living.
To do it, I don't think you do, but I think you do, but you know what I do for a living. But I'm saying for the people that are members, I think that it's a no-brainer if you love golf, and it's also a prestige thing for a lot of people to say they're a member at Augusta.
Yeah. Who wants to play when 100 degrees anyways is a status thing? I know it's a status thing, but it's kind of overrated. Longer, 8-footer coming up to try to make the cut in his final ever Masters tournament. Does Bryson hitting golf balls over his mansion help him at the Masters? How can it not? He's working on his high-arcing 60-degree. Oh, he just missed it. Longer just
missed
it.
Yeah, Bernie's not going to make it.
Oh, man. That's sad. That's sad. He's going
to
remember that for the rest of his life. He choked.
He's another guy that, I mean, you talk about golfers in shape. That dude takes care of himself at 70 years old.
Yeah, he's in great
shape. Gary Player, by the way, did the press conference after he did the inaugural tee shots and all that stuff. And he goes and he just starts preaching to the media about, I'm 90. I got a girlfriend much younger. I feel great. I love life. I want to live a long time. You
Gary
guys
Player?
Can do the same thing. And then, yes.
I thought Gary Player's been married forever.
I think she passed away. And he talked about he has a new lady, and she's young, and she's, you know, vibrant and kind of invigorating him. And then they're like, when's the last time you had fast food? He goes, as you know, in order to look like this and feel like this, I don't eat that fast food.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah, she passed away in 21. His new girlfriend's 84 years old, though.
That's not much younger. I was expecting her to be like in her 60s.
No, yeah, I just pulled it up, 84. I mean, she is 5 years younger, but.
Yeah, okay. It's not exactly what I was expecting when he kind of boastfully said that at the press conference.
Which one of y'all two make more money? I make like $18,000 a year, so I'll go blankers there.
You're
I couldn't
right.
even cover
right,
this.
You get two jobs.
I couldn't even cover this initiation fee. Why do you think I said it's overrated? All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Have the Astro fans gotten spoiled? We'll talk to Callis at 4:30 as well. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Something that's not overrated is Two Creeks Crossing Resort. You can do whatever you want with their creeks. If you're looking to escape the rat race for the weekend, Two Creeks Crossing Resort. The hustle and bustle of the job, traffic, or whatever's causing you stress, Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Escape the city. Enjoy the relaxing, great outdoors. Book your stay at twocreekscrossingresort.com. Open green spaces. Do whatever you want in those open green spaces. A beautiful wildlife that you just don't see in the city. And do you like majestic trees? Of course you do. Also, some of the best fishing in Texas. You can't beat it. It's just 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Hike on their 92-acre property, kayaking, pickleball courts, or how about just hanging out with a drink by the pool? That works too. Two Creeks Crossing Resort, always taking care of their customers, from glamping to the cabins to the tree houses, or just pull up the old RV. They have the perfect stay for everyone. Book your weekend escape now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
John and Lance, weekday mornings from 7 to 10.
God, we should just put all the dumb people in a... Just put them in one state. And just
well,
just,
somebody
I'm
got
tired it. Of these dummies.
What
I kept using it because I thought it was a skin irritation.
You could get diarrhea. Oh, yeah, what is diarrhea? What, when you poop soup. Honestly.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at St. Arnold Brewing Company. Here's the Killer Bees, Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Is this your Bernard Longer theme song, Brian?
Yeah, he's got a lost soul just like me.
Killer Bees at St. Arnold's, IPAs, malts, light beers, ciders, wine, they got it all. They got great food, too. A beer garden for everyone, St. Arnold's. Get out there at St. Arnold's. Hang out any day of the week. It's a fantastic spot. One of my favorite spots in the city. By my count, three over, can still make the cut, but they're going to need about five guys to go from above the cut line to below the cut line.
That putt that he missed was for par or for bogey?
It was for par.
Did he bogey the hole or did he par 18?
He bogeyed the hole.
Yeah, maybe I would hope so. That was a sad video to watch him do that kind of walk. It's not even a walk of shame, but it's got to be tough for him because he was so close.
There is a chance that three over gets in, but you're gonna need, by my count, five golfers to go from above the cut to below the cut. But they're also like running out of time. Like there's not a lot of golfers left on the course, but apparently the wind's starting to kick up a bit. So like the scoring conditions were better this morning. So it's still in play. I would say that there's about a 20% chance the projected cut line or the cut line would move to three over. But
I hope he makes it, man.
But it would kind of stink to make it that way. Because you know he's sitting over that putt saying, I need to make this putt to make the cut. And then he misses it. And then he like backdoors it. It wouldn't be quite the same. It's still cool, okay. But not quite the same.
Yeah, just getting there to the weekend would be great. He's got a chance to make some good money on his last tournament there. But his numbers, I mean, two-time winner, and he made 27 cuts and 41 Masters. Good on him.
Yeah, pretty good player. Can we get a shot tracer on that guy's P-stream? Not from me. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Astros 5-7. They play baseball tonight. Take on the Angels. Lineup is out. Jake Meyer's hitting 7th. No, 6th for the Astros tonight, by the way. Have Astro fans gotten spoiled to you?
Oh, I think for sure. I think that, again, even last year, where most teams just don't recover from the kind of, you know, horrible start that team got off to, I think that you're looking at this year and, you know, two series in, everybody thought that the sky was falling. And the fact that everything, you know, now less than, you know, dominance and running away with things and making the playoffs or setting that tone early, I think Astros fans get very, very spoiled very, very quickly. And I think that it's a product of just the fact that they've had this golden era of Astros baseball. But I think that they're ready to jump off the ledge after a couple of bad series.
Yeah, it's interesting that you're seeing a lot of reaction this year at 5-7. Last year at 12-24, there was a lot of similar reaction. But I think it's the way that the offseason went too. You know, trading Tucker, Alex Bregman's, I'm not going to say that the Astros let him leave. Like, he signed a pretty big contract, and the Astros, I thought, had a competitive contract. Might not have been anywhere near what he was willing to sign for, but I thought that what the Astros offered was more than I would be willing to give him. But Tucker leaves, Bregman leaves, so it's a different look to the team. Dana Brown's kind of putting his imprints on this team as well. So I think it does, like, you know, feel different than former years. But yeah, I do think that Astro fans have kind of gotten to the, yeah, we've won every year since 2017. We've been in ALCSs every year prior to last year for 7 or 8 straight years, whatever it was. 4 World Series appearances, 2 World Series titles. Where if it's anything that's like not running away with the division, it's like, oh no, the Astros stink. Oh no, the Astros suck. And you see a lot of that. Like, oh, Espada's terrible. Maspada, he was being called yesterday. So I do think that we've seen the fan base get complacent, like be conditioned to always having a winner, and whenever it looks like it could potentially be a struggle, not even to say that we're going to be a losing team, but that the season could be a struggle, it's like, yeah, we're not built for this.
Yeah, I mean, last year everybody was jumping off that bandwagon super quick and had all kinds of crosshairs out to, and anyone and everyone was in the middle of them to get put down and to get criticized. And they ended up winning the division. And that's the microcosm of what an Astros fan has become. From 15, when it was like, hey, great run, and hopefully they'll have a chance to, you know, get further as we go along. And now looking at it in retrospect, going, that's one of the best runs that you're ever going to find for a fan base. And it's just made them more cynical and more critical of everything that they do and don't do.
Yeah, we're some spoiled Astro fans. They dismantled the whole team cheap, bad word. They need to pay somebody. Astros are, what, top 5 in payroll this year?
Yeah.
Texter, I don't know about spoiled, but I get tired of the chicken littles every time things happen or a bad streak. Not just Astro fans being spoiled. I think the loudest fans are the ones who showed up in 2015. Those of us who have been around a long time are steady. I think that's true, Texter. I think you're accurate there. Texter, Astro fans are going to get spoiled. I was a Cowboy fan and still am, but I'll watch them win in the 90s, and they haven't won since I was spoiled, and now I'm disappointed every year. So there's some reaction. If not for a late-game blow-up against the Mariners, we'd have won 3 out of 4 series this far. That is interesting, yeah, because the only series that they lost prior to the Mariners was the Giants, in which they got swept.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's some spoiled fans, I think.
We were talking about that, like, realistic. Yeah, of course, the fans want them to sweep every series. But the fact that if you're winning series, you're playing really good winning baseball at a good percentage clip to where everything should take care of itself. And we talked about how, you know, the Minnesota series now is, hey, they won that series. They probably shouldn't have. I mean, they were getting hammered for the second straight day by more than 5 runs and found a way to come back and win. So you felt good. But on the flip side, when you lost that game to Seattle that you had won, now people think again that catastrophe is in the near, in the near horizons to be dealt with, and that this sucks.
Tony the Handsome, been a Astros fan since 62. Ocho, I just don't like the makeup of the Astros beyond the starting pitching. Not well-rounded enough for me. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to the voice of the Astros. Todd Kalish joins us next. It's the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, guys, before we go to the break, I want to let you know, we know tax day is coming on April the 15th, but right after that, the deadline comes for if you want to challenge your property taxes. And I encourage you do so, because the majority of people that challenge their taxes can find a way to save money and win. But you need experts on your side. Doing it yourself is a pain in the rear end, and it doesn't always go the way you planned it, because you have to do the presentation. You have to put together all the data. You have to do all the little things and the big things to try and get it done. But if you go to Century Property Tax Consultants, they do it all for you. And the best thing is, you don't pay them unless they win for you. What do you have to lose except for money on get reduced off your property taxes, saving you the money that you can pay them and still put money in your bank account? Phenomenal. Over 60 combined years of experience. And they do it all, residential, commercial, industrial, and business properties. And they're going to fight to reduce your taxes and make sure you're happy at the end of the day. No savings, no charge. That's the best thing I can tell you, because that's why I think everybody should do this. Go to CPROtax.com. That's CPROtax.com today. Get the process started well before the May 15th deadline, and get your chance now to start saving money on your property taxes. I know people that challenge them every year with the company. This is the kind of company that you should do them with, because they are going to win for you. And if they don't, you don't pay, so you're in a good spot anyway. CPROtax.com. They're tax consultants, and they don't want you paying more taxes than you need to. Check them out today. Tell them I sent you by.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
You're listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time to get the latest about the Stros with Todd Callis. Brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and Pipe Fitters Local 211. Here's Joel and Jeremy with Todd Callis.
Let's go straight out to the HR&P guest line, being joined by the TV voice of the Astros, Todd Callis. TK, what are your thoughts so far, 12 games through the year, 5-7 record for the Astros?
My thoughts are they should have been 6-6. Blow a 5-run lead, needing 4 outs against Seattle. That's what happens when you walk a couple of guys in the 7th and a couple of guys in the 8th. You end up lengthening the lineup, and then Julio Rodriguez hits that double against you in the 9th. Julio should have never batted in the 9th inning if you don't walk those guys in the previous inning. So, Abreu didn't do his job. Luis Contreras, after a good couple of outs in his inning, did not do his job in the 8th. And then Stephen Oakley, who's been brilliant all year, didn't do his job against Randy Arozarena after stranding the base and loading for the first 2 batters. So, really disappointing loss. But my thoughts overall are this team is pretty much where they deserve to be. And in some regards, you can say they're lucky to be 5-7 just because their offense hasn't been good at all. It's been one of the worst offenses in baseball. On the other hand, you could say it's disappointing to 5-7 based on how good the pitching has been, minus that game in Seattle.
Yeah, TK, I was going to say, unfortunately, it seems like we might have to do this annually, where you tell people if you're going to jump off the bandwagon this early and now, don't jump back on later. Because we were talking about how spoiled Astros fans have become, but again, with the long list of success that this team has had in this golden era of Astros baseball, I mean, it makes good fodder for us, but it's tough to hear the fans all of a sudden ready to, like, almost throw in the towel going, what are they doing? When you look at the lineup and say, offensively, they're not even close to reaching their peak with so many guys that you expect are going to figure it out, that people just kind of need to relax. And as we've talked about previously with you, win series, you don't have to string 10 in a row, and you're going to be in a good spot. And they've been in a good spot since the Giants series.
It should be 6-6 right now, and we're 12 games in. And I always relate it to a football schedule. 12 games out of 162 is basically the first quarter of your favorite college football team's game two, or the first quarter of the Texans game two. Like, you're basically just playing the beginning part of your second game. So, yeah, let's not stress. Let's just everybody chill out. 7-19 was a bad start last year. 12-24 was a bad start last year, but 5-7. There's nothing to be worried about.
Spencer Arrighetti breaking his thumb in that freak injury during batting practice. The Astros' projected rotation this week, Blanco, Gusto, and then Wesneski, of course. Gusto, the guy taking over for Arrighetti. Blanco moving up a day because of the day off. Do you think Gusto is short-term? How short-term? And then, you know, Lance McCullers, you get 30 days on a rehab assignment. How much does that come into play?
Yeah, both. Both are factors for McCullers, factors into Gusto, and Gusto factors into McCullers for sure. I think once Lance is 30 days or up, if he's ready to go, he's going to be a factor on this team in some way. So Ryan Gusto gets to start tomorrow, and I don't know how stretched out he is. He has gone 3 innings out in the bullpen since spring training, but his last outing was 1 inning. So I'm not guessing he's going to be in the 80 to 85 pitch range, maybe closer to 50 or 60. We haven't heard that yet from Joe or Josh Miller, but Blanco needs to get it figured out. And he only went an inning and 2/3 last time. So I think whether Gusto pitched today or Blanco pitched today was based on the fact that, hey, right now Blanco can go on 4 days rest with no problem, just based on the fact that he barely pitched in his last outing. So you're hoping for better. It was a rough outing for him, only threw 62 pitches in that game against the Twins and gave up 4 runs and 5 hits. So you're hoping to see the Ronel Blanco that we saw most of last season. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Certainly, Ryan Gusto is going to get the first opportunity to earn extra starts. Beyond that, Lance McCullers' health, and then Colton Gordon's the guy who's on the 40-man roster as well. He's been pitching well for Sugarland. So we'll see how it plays out, but right now Gusto is the guy for Arrighetti.
Speaking of figuring some things out, TK, we know that due to injuries, and you know, you had a hell of a story with Contreras in spring training that allowed him to make the roster. You had mentioned him on the road trip, but overall, I'm curious, like, what they do now with the bullpen, because we know that Ort is close, and he got his first rehab appearance, and we know that Forrest Whitley is another guy that they've been looking at. How quickly do you see changes? Because Taylor Scott, after that just blazing hot start and just, you know, what a story he was last season. It seems like there's some concern there as well in that kind of middle, those middle relief spots.
Yeah, Ort's going tomorrow or tonight, I believe, and then Whitley's going back-to-back coming up in the next day or two. So those guys are getting closer. Once they start to go back-to-back, then you're pretty close to coming back. So I'm guessing within a week, like by the time we talk next week, we'll be talking about the possibility of Ort or Whitley being activated soon. So to me, it's kind of the end of spring training all over again for guys like Luis Contreras, or even the new guy, Logan Van Wy, who still has a pitch yet that's being called up. Bennett Sousa, the same thing. Like, these are the guys that are kind of on the edge of the roster right now when Whitley and Ort come back. Even though Taylor Scott did not pitch well at all in Seattle and the Astros lost that first game as he gave it up late, and then they pitched him in the second game in a similar situation. He gave up the lead, but the Astros ended up winning an extra inning. He's in no jeopardy of being taken off the roster, but he might be in jeopardy of not having that seventh or late inning and close situation for a time or two until he gets his confidence back. Because it is not, you're right, it does not look like the same Taylor Scott, not just in the regular season, but even going back to spring training of this year, just wasn't quite the same guy. So they need to get him figured out. He's a huge piece of the puzzle. Along with Brian King, Taylor Scott and Brian King are going to be the big-time setup guys going in to Abreu and Taylor. So they need to get him figured out as soon as possible.
Our conversation with Todd Callis, presented by Pipe Fitters, Local 211. They do it right. Angels tonight for the first of three, and off to a good start. 8-4, Ron Washington doing his thing. What are the Astros getting with this year's version of the Angels?
Yeah, they're getting a red-hot team. Like you said, they've won every series. And I think by the end of this series, it's kind of a good litmus test for both sides. Where are the Astros after this? Are the Angels for real? Like, those are the two big questions for me, the two big storylines this weekend. If the Angels win a fifth series in a row, now all of a sudden you're around the league. You're going to get a little bit of eyebrows raised and say, maybe this team's better than we initially thought. You know, they beat the White Sox to start the season. There's going to be a lot of teams that win series against the White Sox. And they won 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals, 2 out of 3 against the Guardians, and then they went into Tampa Bay and won 2 out of 3. If they win 2 out of 3 here against Houston, then they go into Arlington after that. You know, now all of a sudden you're paying attention to Mike Trout and the guys. But they've gotten off to a hot start. Kyron Harris has been one of the surprise stories of the season offensively for the Angels. They added Jorge Soler kind of in the middle of the lineup as protection behind Trout. And it's hard to argue with what Ron Washington's team has done to this point, because 8-4 is 8-4. And I'm curious to see how this weekend plays out. They're not getting Trumbull. They're not getting Hunter Brown. But still, if they come in here to Houston and win this series, now all of a sudden people are saying this team might be for real.
TK, obviously one of the big stories coming out of camp was Cam Smith, and everybody was watching him. And there were some people that, again, were ready to jump off a cliff early, panicking about him. Do you see him settling in now? He's had the multi-hit game. He had the triple. It seems like he's getting a little bit more comfortable. Coming off the road trip, what's your assessment of where he's at?
Yeah, you're right. Small sample sizes are important, not to overjudge people when you're a veteran, but especially when you're a rookie, because he's never had any track record before his game. So, of course, people are going to be a little bit worried because of what they saw in Minnesota. I personally thought the at-bats were not anywhere close to what we saw out of Cam Smith in spring training in Minnesota. It looked like he just lost a little bit of confidence. The swing wasn't there. The swing decisions weren't good all of a sudden. So, yes, to see what he did in Seattle kind of flipped the script. Had he had another series in Seattle like he had in Minnesota, then all of a sudden you're like, all right, we're a couple of weeks in. Is this going to turn around? And if it doesn't turn around, what's this going to do to the psyche of the young man? But I believe even though he just turned 22 this spring, he's got a great head on his shoulders, a great work ethic. He's going to be fine, but I think he can build on what he did in Seattle. Joe's got him batting ninth. Actually, he's batting eighth today, but he's got him batting in the bottom part of the order, taking that pressure off him, and hopefully he finds his comfort zone and he becomes the Cam Smith that we saw. But I really like what I saw in Seattle, especially after what happened in Minnesota in the first part of that trip.
Todd, great stuff as always. Have a great call tonight.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
It's Todd Callis, voice of the Astros, joining us on the HR&P guest line. Our conversation presented by Pipe Fitters, Local 211. They do it right. I got to dip at 5. So, Brian, do we have to play Who Said It Today?
Yeah, it's mandated by corporate.
All right, who said it next? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. If you need a new car, maybe to ditch the final segment that you're on for a day, I'm not mad at you. And the place to get that car is Monument Chevrolet. If you've been in the market for a new vehicle, listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Why? Well, they're transparent with you. No hassle pricing, and you get your car shopping done fast. No one likes to deal with the cars people. We know that. Well, Monument Chevrolet, it is different. They've been serving the Houston area for 50 years. They've helped generations of families get into new vehicles, and these families keep coming back because they trust the fine people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel, friendly atmosphere. They have great culture there, and the reason they have great culture there, it starts at the top. But then they hire good people. Good people like Sammy, the salesperson of the week. He's dedicated. He's friendly. He's knowledgeable. He sounds a lot like me. Sammy is a fan favorite with the customers. You asked in Monument Chevrolet, listen, truck month has been extended through April. That means employee pricing, 2.9% APR on the Silverado 1500s through April 30th. Unbeatable deal, but there is a catch. And the catch is the stock is limited. Monument Chevrolet selling record numbers of these trucks. So if you're looking for a special truck, you need to act fast. Maybe it's the Trail Boss Off-Road with blackout trim, or the Sporty Z71 Off-Road, or the Premium Texas Edition. Come fast before they sell out, though. Maybe you're getting a tax return. What better place to put your tax return than a new vehicle? Get a great deal on a great truck right now. Get a fair deal, fast, easy transaction without wasting your time in these aggravating, stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Visit them online at monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or better yet, visit them in person at 225 at Beltway 8. That's Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. It's now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. Tremac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Joel and Jeremy.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With the Killer Bees.
I would just like to go on the record and say this is not everybody's favorite segment. But I'm a company man, I guess. We are at St. Arnold's.
That didn't sound very convincing.
I should have did that at 4:45, not 5. But let's get to it. Who said it? Brian's going to read to us five quotes said by ESPN 97.5 personalities, and Blankers and I will guess who said it.
All right, quote number one. Baseball traditionalists, and they certainly exist. I don't know if they're giant fans of how that place is built, in particular when the Crawford boxes are a part of the equation. Get over it. Two World Series titles, get over it. The 17, the 22 rings, both. Put one on each hand, kiss. Kiss them both.
What?
It's about, is it what they were selling all the stuff off to, or the fact that from a traditional standpoint they don't like the way Daikin Park is constructed, all the gimmicky stuff with it? Sounded Lancey to me.
It was either John or Lance for me.
Okay. The get over it and the kiss the ring. Kiss the ring is more Granado. I heard the kind of voice pattern of Lance a little bit, but I'm with you. I could see either guy. Are you leaning a specific way?
No, let's see if you have the hot hand first.
All right, I'll go Lance.
Let's do it.
Baseball, traditionalism, and they certainly exist. I don't know if they're giant
Dale's
fans
positive
of how
about
that place is built, and particularly when
That's
the Crawford
shocking.
Boxes are a part of the equation. Get over it. Two World Series titles.
Yeah.
Get over
Kiss
it.
Kiss the ring.
The 17 to 22
Oh,
rings.
Asterisk.
Oh,
put one on each
yes,
asterisk.
Asterisk is correct,
no,
Jeremy
asterisk.
Brandon. Totally with
that
you.
That one's going to be thrown
I read
out.
Did not include Sean.
That one has been three. Yes, it absolutely did.
No, it did not. I promise
That's
you
dirty.
I went back and checked.
That needed to be in parentheses. We needed
yep.
to have known that. That is thrown
dirty.
Out. That would not
nothing,
hold up in the court of law.
Nothing I read was
nothing,
said.
Nothing. Let's get to question
nothing
two.
Nothing I read was read by
dirty.
Or said by Mapes.
Filthy.
Very dirty. There
nothing
should have been,
I read was said by Mapes.
It should have been in parentheses.
Why? It wasn't said.
It was said. I heard it.
Sean said
but
it.
And what I read to you was not part of it, so it wouldn't have mattered.
It totally interfered and changed what Dell was saying.
I thought Joel was the source sport.
No, I'm not. I'm not a source sport.
I'm a competitive person.
I am an advocate and a maverick for justice.
from Africa. Okay. All right. Quote two. 01.
Hey, Mav.
01.
It's 00, yeah.
01. Okay. You know they say if you wiped out the bees, basically the earth would collapse because the chain effect it would have? But mosquitoes, like, they don't do anything good for us, do they? Everything else, there's an ecological benefit. Mosquitoes are punk-ass bitches. I hate mosquitoes. I really do. And there's no good thing that a mosquito does. What does a mosquito help something decay? No. Carries malaria.
See, now I hear Lance again.
Yeah, I heard Lance.
I hear Lance again.
It's either Lance or Paul, but I feel stronger about Lance.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, they say if you wiped out the bees, basically the earth would collapse.
We're up 1-0.
Listen to Lance give compliments to the killer bees.
Mosquitoes, like, they don't do anything good for us, do they? Everything else, there's an ecological benefit.
Look at that.
Mosquitoes are punk-ass bitches.
Can you play the beginning of that again, Brian? I want to hear Lance talk about the killer bees and the great things that we do.
You know, they say if you wiped out the bees, basically the earth would collapse.
There you go. We need that as a drop. If you wiped out the bees, you know the earth would collapse. Thank you, Lance Zierlein. Lance Zierlein, you're admitting defeat to Branham, and you are conceding that the killer bees are great, not only for Houston, but the entire universe. Thank you for the kind words.
That's a good call. That'll definitely become a drop. All right, quote number three. Nothing wrong with being number two. Gold's neat. You know what's also neat? Silver. You don't see any advertisements that are generally geared towards older people who are afraid of apocalypses and recessions and such. You don't see many ads for silver. You see lots of ads for gold. Why not? Silver's fun. Silver's just as good. There's no shame in being number two.
Sounds Pauly to me.
Yeah, but Pauly's all about number one.
Yeah, but he gets silly at times, and he's promoting silver, so it's like, hey, silver. Like he'll stray away from his fundamental belief if he's trying to prove a point.
I know we're up against it, Brian. Can I hear it one more time real quick?
Nothing wrong with being number two. Gold's neat. You know what's also neat? Silver. You don't see any advertisements that are generally geared towards older people who are afraid of apocalypses and recessions and such. You don't see many ads for silver. You see lots for gold. Why not? Silver's fun. Silver's just as good. There's no shame in being number two.
Could be John.
Yeah.
I think it's Paul or John.
We can go with yours. You call it.
Which one do you think it is?
The thing I don't like is I hear Paul.
Let's do Paul then.
All right.
Paulie.
Nothing wrong with being number two.
Yes.
Gold's neat. You know what's also neat? Silver. You don't see any
silver.
Advertising.
Silver.
All right.
2-0.
And that's not how math works. All right, quote number four.
What?
You're up 2-1.
We're not arguing math. We're arguing the validity of question number one.
Where I read a quote that didn't include Sean because we don't include Sean.
But Sean was in the soundbite.
So?
What do you mean so? It would never hold up in court. Okay. OJ got off. We're not? Come on.
All right, quote number four. You're winning 2-1, so this is still for the win. Whiny. And you fire your head coach and GM? With the Nuggets, this is a guy, by the way, who has won a title with you 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and he's getting fired. Like, we are truly becoming the Premier League, where you just, new manager, this guy sucks, get me a new one.
Oh, a Premier League
soccer
reference.
References are Dell or Lance.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless he's leading us.
No, it's
who
Lance
knows,
Dell.
This could be Sean Mapes. You never know.
It is not Sean Mapes.
Can you read it again? That guy's we almost got eared hold. All right, what's the next one?
Read it one more time? Okay.
Yeah.
And you fire your head coach and GM with the Nuggets. This is the guy, by the way, who has won a title with you 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and he's getting fired? Like, we are truly becoming the Premier League, where you just, new manager, this guy sucks, get me a new one.
I think it's Dell.
Kind of do, too. Let's do it.
And you fire your head coach and GM with the Nuggets? This is a guy, by the way, who has won a title with you.
That's a hard one to swallow.
Just
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
All right, last one.
2-2 for the win. Quote number five. I still remember games that, you know, at the end of the game where I missed the play, and I wasn't even a fraction of the importance of that game. And I still remember them to this day. And then have a little bit of it gnaws at you that those last two possessions for Sharp are going to live with him forever. And that sucks because he played a huge role for this team.
Bush League for you to include that.
Here's my only thing, Jeremy. He may be setting us up for this one, but the obvious one is who always talks about their athletic accomplishments and what they've done. It sounds like Paul.
I think it's
who
John.
Always... You do?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I still remember
nice one, Jeremy.
That, you know, at the end of the game where I missed a
John
play.
John was tweeting things.
That wasn't even a fraction of the importance of that game, and I still remember.
God, we almost went undefeated.
Yeah. Bush League, you included that one, though.
I mean, 3-2 is not almost undefeated.
I'm not very happy with you.
3-1.
In fact, I'm going to take the rest of the show off because of that, because I find that to be very Bush League.
You're walking out in protest?
Yeah, because I am a maverick of justice again, after all, and I'm going to prove that I'm a maverick of justice. Few texts on who said it today. I don't know if I believe BMAC. I heard him read what Sean said. So there you go. There's one.
I did not.
One member of the jury doesn't agree with you. Texture says you're right, Jeremy. This is crazy eye emoji. we all know Paul has certain rents. And dang you, Killer Bees, you got me liking who said it now. How could you possibly like that game?
I want Brian to go back and listen to the tape because he did say it.
Well, you know what, Joel? We can play it back to back in our next segment if you want.
How do you like this game, Texture?
Or later in the hour.
You know what, Texture? You just made the list for liking this game. And you're banned the rest of the show.
You just made the list.
You can't text in the rest of the show. Actually, I'm leaving, so you can do whatever you want. All right, that does it for me. The boys will take you the rest of the way. You'll have a great weekend. Jalen Petrie gets paid. The boys want to kick it around. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. But because I love all of you, I do have one more thought to get off of my chest. I don't want you paying too much for property taxes. Being a homeowner comes with a lot of responsibility. It also comes with great cost. Onwell is here to help you with both of those things. Let them take a little bit off your plate, or maybe a lot off your plate, saving you some money. A lot of homeowners are overpaying on property taxes, and I do not want it to be you because I love you. Head to onwell.com and sign up in less than 3 minutes to get their experts fighting for you. Cutting-edge technology, you can start saving money with no upfront cost. That's right. No risk, all reward, no upfront cost, only pay if you save. You can't beat that. Onwell handles it all from start to finish, delivers top results. Here's some numbers for you. 86% of Onwell's customers receive a reduction. Why aren't you signing up already? The average customer saves over $1,100. Why aren't you signing up already at Onwell.com? Put your property tax savings back in your pocket. Reinvest it. Do whatever you want with it. I don't care. Onwell handles it all from start to finish and delivers those top results. Deadline to protest is May 15th, so that's a date you have to remember. May 15th. Don't run out of time. Save money on your property taxes with Onwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start that protest today at Onwell.com. Onwell.com. Onwell.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.